have been working on this since before the pandemic. So for many years, we've had this idea on how we can reach new people in new industries, how we could use this area, this under-researched area for marine energy, right? These distributed embedded energy converters. We did market research and it identified soft robotics as a very promising area to get high quality participants. So we've been working on these different novel innovation methods that are briefly discussed in the prize. We had to assemble a prize team. We had to pitch our bosses this idea, get approved many times to move forward with it. So it's really been a lot of work and it's been exciting work to get it done. And in phase two, we're actually going to start to, phase one was concept papers, which was quite interesting. But phase two, we're actually going to be able to see these individual elements at work, converting energy, in a lab setting, but converting energy or wave-like energy into electricity, into a useful form. So this is years and years of work.
I'm just laughing because we did, like, it was that sort of that fateful day. We had a bunch of post-it notes and all these markers and we took over this whole conference room and we left being like, wow, we really, you know, from the beginning of that conversation and what we came to at the end, I think surprised both of us, certainly surprised, our leadership and everyone else that we talked about, because it was a pretty new direction to take this area of research in. And I don't know if I'm speaking for both of us or just for myself, but it's easy to get bogged down and like we have these emails and we got to record this webinar and we have to do all this, you know, this kind of day-to-day stuff. But when we take a step back from that, the fact that during phase two, we're actually going to see videos of people's deck concepts that is like awesome. That could be, we might be sort of the first people to see truly the future of wave energy. And to take a step back and acknowledge like how truly cool that is and how excited I am to be a part of that, it really makes all those years of work really worth it.
Hi, Karen and Bill. Thank you so much for joining us. For our listener who may be first time listening to you, how would you like to define yourselves?
Sure. Yeah, I can kick us off here. So I'm Kiri Schmaus, technology manager at the Water Power Technologies Office at the Department of Energy here in the U.S. I manage a portfolio called Power at Sea, which is looking at applications of marine energy out at sea. And we'll talk a little bit more about what marine energy is, but energy from the ocean. And I've been with the office about 6 years. I have a background in marine biology and marine policy. And I'm really excited about it because this is sort of the dream job for me. It combines renewable energy and the ocean, which are two of my passion areas. I'm based in DC. That's the other piece. But that's me. Bill?
Thanks, Kiri. I also work for the U.S. Department of Energy's Water Power Technology Office. I've been around just a little bit longer than Kiri, 6-7 years. I am also a technology manager. I have this background in ocean engineering and is actually going to work here in the Water Power Technology Office, where we're trying to fund research into extracting energy from the oceans, waves, tides, and currents. And so this is sort of a dream job for me as well. It's a cool group of people. The mission space is really interesting. And the more I learn about all the energy that's in the ocean and all the reasons how this energy could be usefully harvested and put to good use for people, the more excited I get. So that's me.
Can you explain more about what is marine energy and technology are and how they relate to the Indibri that we are discussing today?
Well, I can talk about what marine energy is, and then Bill, do you want to go into the details of the specific technology we're looking at?
That sounds great.
Yeah. So marine energy is energy from the oceans. We're looking at ocean waves, tides, currents, both riverine and oceanic currents, actually. So this does include river, but focus on currents. We have congressional authority to work on salinity, thermal, and pressure gradients as well. So really any kind of energy that you could extract from the ocean is within our purview. I should mention that we do not work on offshore wind. There's a whole office for wind. So that's a common misconception, but we're focused on all other marine energies besides wind.
Yeah, so I'll talk about the connection from our general portfolio of marine energy and try to connect it with the prize that we're running, the Innovating Distributed Embedded Energy Prize. So there's all, for conventional marine energy, you know, extracted energy from these waves, tides, currents, there's a tremendous amount of energy. The ocean, you know, seawater is 800 times denser than air. But there's no one dominant technology. There's no one dominant design. So when you think of wind, you know, you always are thinking of this upright three-bladed turbine. But marine energy hasn't really converged on any one specific technology. So over many years, there's been research into different, they call them archetypes, things like a heaving point absorber. You can think of that as something going, heaving up and down. You know, there's these different oscillating wave surge flaps using the surge energy as a wave goes by. There's a different type called an oscillating water column, where the water, as a wave goes by, it heaves up and down, and then there's a column of air, and that actually spins a turbine, right? So it's not directly connected to seawater. And there's many, many more archetypes. And then none of it's really converged on any single, particularly for wave energy, any one particular technology. But with this prize, we wanted to take another look at a really unexplored area, particularly for wave, and it's these distributed bodies. And this is the real fascinating part. So a tremendous amount of research has been done into these rigid bodies harvesting energy. But what if there's a way right when the ocean wave encounters the body of your device that it harvests the energy right there? And so the analogy that we lean on, that I lean on pretty heavily, is this idea of solar photovoltaic. Right when the electromagnetic wave encounters the photovoltaic cells, it converts the energy right there. And so with this prize, the InDeep prize, we're very interested in, is there ways that right when the ocean wave encounters the body, instead of focusing the energy or transforming the energy several different times before you get it to electricity, perhaps there's a way of converting the ocean wave into something useful right there and then on the spot. And this is where we get more to your area, the soft robotics. The thought is, with existing soft robotics, there's been a tremendous amount of research put into it, where you apply a current and you get an actuation, you get a motion. What if that process could be run in reverse, where the ocean wave actuates the body and generates a current? So it's like the difference between a motor and a generator. What if you run the whole process in reverse? Perhaps that would be an interesting way to look at the problem. So that's what we're doing.
Oh, I was just going to add that this is a really exciting sort of area for our office to be working in, because at least one of the most exciting pieces from where I sit is that it really is a good opportunity for folks that have heard of marine energy before. Of course, we want sort of our incumbent industry to be excited and participate in this prize, but it also opens up a whole world for other people that maybe aren't super familiar with marine energy to participate. And so we've had people certainly from the soft robotics community, people looking at piezoelectrics, people that are even looking at these sort of like embedded fitness energy technology, which that's probably not the official name, but really any sort of energy generation that comes from kind of moving something either in the water or elsewhere. Like there's a lot of sort of disciplines and technologies and other research areas that could be applicable to this. And so I'm particularly excited about this prize because it has the opportunity to bring all these different people together that are thinking about these energy challenges and these technology challenges sort of from different points of view. Medical devices, that's the one I was trying to remember when I was listing off. There's a bunch of different technology areas that are appropriate to work on this prize. And so I'm really excited about the idea of bringing expertise from these different disciplines and technology areas into marine energy, because I think, bringing in new perspectives is always going to be beneficial for technology development.
For our listeners who may be interested in the InDeep prize, what are the phases of the prize and the timeline as well? Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll jump in. I'll talk about phase one and then...
Go for it.
I'll do phase one and you want to do phase
Perfect.
Two, Gary?
Yes.
All right. So phase one was a constant... Yeah. I think we got to divide it. Yeah. Uh, So phase one was very interesting. It was a concept paper phase. We wanted to see what ideas were out there. We wanted to hear from folks. And so there's all sorts of different technologies that we evaluated in phase one. And phase one is now closed. But we received a tremendous, many more than we expected, number of papers on technology, concept papers that could do this, and also from more technology areas. So that was, we had, I think we had 19 winners, and we had technologies from, we had them from soft robotics. We also had stuff that was bio-inspired. We had stuff that was piezoelectric. We had elastomers. There was origami things in there. So we had, you know, attracted a large, you know, a wide range of very interesting technology concepts. We read about them in the concept papers, and we were able to award money for these concept papers, hoping to propel people into phase two, which is the active phase now. And I'll hand it off to Carrie.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. So phase two, as Bill mentioned, is open right now. One thing to really emphasize is that you do not have to have participated in phase one to be eligible to participate in phase two. So phase two is completely open, whether or not you, maybe this is the first time somebody's hearing about this prize, that's totally fine. It's still open. And the goal of phase two is, while phase one was focused really on that concept development stage, phase two is focused on design, building, and testing a single DEC, which is that distributed embedded energy converter. And we are going to award up to 15 teams as winners, and we have $1.2 million in prizes to award up to those 15 folks. So that's open now, and yeah, open to anyone, whether or not you participated in phase one.
So who's eligible to apply for the prize, and if there's any limitation restrictions for anyone want to apply?
All right, cool. So the real answer, Mauro, you ask an excellent question that has come up again and again. So the real answer is that it's in the rules document, right? And so you can find that on the website. That's herox.com/indeep. But in a nutshell, we use this prize mechanism, right? So this is a prize. It's not a traditional, we call them funding opportunities, FOAs, which are grants, grant-like instruments. We're not using that. We're using the prize mechanism to have the lowest barrier of entry possible so we can attract as many interesting ideas as we can from as many, you know, diverse group of people. And so I think at a real high level, you have to, it has to be a team. There has to be a designated captain. And that person has to be in the United States, and they have to ultimately have a U.S. bank account to receive the prize award. But that captain can have a team from any other part of the world. So I think the ultimate restriction is that the person that is running the team, the captain, has to be in the U.S. with a U.S. bank account. But from there, it's trying to be very flexible. So people at universities could do it. Students could do it. Individual inventors can do it. People at large companies can do it. So, you don't have to register in all of these systems for traditional government money, right? These grants, you have to register in all these different systems and fill in all these applications and budgets. And for the prize mechanism, you don't. You're really paid for performance. You apply, you meet this low level of criteria, right? You apply, and if you win, the money goes to your bank account. So, Carrie, do you think I missed anything?
Yeah. If the team captain is based in the U.S. and has a U.S. bank account, the rest of the team is quite open. And I think he was starting to say we are really excited to see applications from universities, students, private companies, small businesses, big private companies, academia, nonprofits, like really anyone, even somebody who maybe they work in a bank during the day, but they're really interested in this area and they want to take a few hours in their garage at night. Prize is really built to be open to all those kinds of people.
So I want to ask you guys, what comes next after the three phases? Do you have plans to commercialize technology or making sure they are mature enough for, valorization or something like that?
Yeah, that's a fabulous question. So this prize has three phases. As we mentioned, phase one has closed, but phase two is open right now in March 2024. It's still open. So this closes on April 26th. So a little bit, about a month and a half away. And Oop, I'm sorry, I misspoke. It's May 7th. So phase two closes on May 7th at 2 p.m. Pacific time. And so still a couple months away. So if this is the first time somebody's hearing about this prize, I think you still have time to pull together a submission and submit by May 7th, 2024. And then we have a third phase as well. And so phase three, while phase two was focused on the simple prototype proof of concept, phase three is focused on the complex prototype. And so that means that we are looking for applicants to put together those individual decks that they tested in phase two into kind of stringing them together into something that's called a metamaterial, which just means multiple decks. And they will have to integrate those individual decks into their deck tech metamaterial, as well as some other things that you'll hear us say this a lot, it's all in the rules document. But so that's where phase three will end. What's important to note is that we purposefully built this prize to be really focused on pre-commercial concepts. We never thought that people would end the prize being sort of ready to sell their device on the market. The goal is to identify promising concepts in the deck tech realm or distributed embedded energy converter technology, deck tech realm that could be applicable to marine energies, wave energy specifically. And so after the prize ends, we may provide follow-on funding. Sort of depends on, you know, how the prize goes. And of course, federal budgeting has its own ups and downs and sort of excitement surrounding the federal budgeting process. So we can't make any promises for the future, but we do hope to provide follow-on funding after the prize ends to really give a venue to those promising concepts space to really flourish and become a commercial type of device. So that's our plan for after the prize.
So maybe the question is, how do you see the future of the marine energy and also the ENGIE prize?
I can start and then Bill chime in. At least from where I sit, and I mentioned this at the beginning, I lead a portfolio called Power at Sea. So we're looking at using marine energy for offshore, off-grid applications like powering aquaculture, ocean observing. Marine carbon dioxide removal is really an emerging interest as well. And so I think the future of the technology is kind of twofold. I think we'll have these non-grid offshore applications, which deck tech could certainly be applicable to, especially, you can imagine an ocean sensor that's collecting a bunch of data powered by the deck tech that's being powered by the movement of the waves. And so I think we'll see these kind of smaller scale type applications of marine energy in the near future, powering other activities out at sea. And then, of course, the goal of the InDeep is to look at promising technology for grid scale wave energy. And so that's the other direction that marine energy is headed. It will be part of the renewable energy mix. I think we'll see onshore solar and wind, and then offshore wind and marine energy all kind of coming together to create a renewable energy grid. So that's a vision I see. So it's worth mentioning that in addition to InDeep, which is the prize that we're talking about today, we also have a host of other opportunities for folks out there interested working on marine energy to get funding to do so. And the best way to keep up to date with the Water Power Technologies Office and the funding opportunities that we have, which range from, $15,000 to multi-millions of dollars, is to sign up for our newsletter, which sounds a little bit silly, but it's true. That is the first place that we announce any new funding opportunities for marine energy.
As we're wrapping up here, just maybe if you have any final words or things that you would like to say about the prize, maybe we don't know about, maybe behind the scenes.
This is a super exciting opportunity to get involved in the marine energy industry if you haven't been previously. But if you already know all about marine energy and want to think about it in a slightly different way, also a wonderful opportunity to do so there. And that this really has applicability sort of beyond marine energy is kind of, again, what's exciting about it for me. But also that this is not the only opportunity that you have. If you want to work in marine energy, there's, again, many opportunities that we put out, lots of funding that we put out every year. The other piece is that there are so many other questions that we didn't have a chance to get to today during this podcast. But if people have questions, just visit our website, which is, again, is Hero. That's HEROX.com/INDEEP in deep. And there is a place to put in questions. You can email us. We'll get on the phone. We have a whole set of different webinars that have explained all aspects of the prize. They're all recorded, all available online. So if folks are interested, I really encourage you to get online, check it out, and then let us know what questions you have. Because we, as you hopefully could tell from this, Bill and I are really excited about this. Bill, maybe you can talk about how long we've been thinking about this. I think that's kind of a cool backstory, but we're really excited about this and want to, you know, talk to folks that are interested and do as much as we can to make sure folks are successful.
And Marwa, for your background, I don't know if we mentioned this to you before. Carrie and I have been working on this since before the pandemic. So for many years, we've had this idea on how we can reach new people in new industries, how we could use this area, this under-researched area for marine energy, right? These distributed embedded energy converters. We did market research and it identified soft robotics as a very promising area to get high quality participants. So we've been working on these different novel innovation methods that are briefly discussed in the prize. We had to assemble a prize team. We had to pitch our bosses this idea, get approved many times to move forward with it. So it's really been a lot of work and it's been exciting work to get it done. And in phase two, we're actually going to start to, phase one was concept papers, which was quite interesting. But phase two, we're actually going to be able to see these individual elements at work, converting energy, in a lab setting, but converting energy or wave-like energy into electricity, into a useful form. So this is years and years of work. And it's a really neat thing. We've really learned a lot along the way. And your community, the soft robotics community, is only more interesting to me now, knowing all of its capabilities and the different people that are passionate about it. So people in the soft robotics industry take an interest, check out the prize, participate either as a prize team or, you know, as an individual team, or perhaps they can join another team that's out there and take part of it. And to double down on what Carrie said, yeah, there's lots of ways to reach out to us and ask questions. So on the HeroX page and HeroX/Indeep, there's like a question form where you can ask questions. We tried to anticipate a lot of questions by putting out these webinars and they're recorded up there. So we want high quality applications. So if you've got questions, if it's not clear, reach out to us, particularly in the forum on the HeroX page. We want to get you answers so you can put your best proposal forward.
I'm just laughing because we did, like, it was that sort of that fateful day. We had a bunch of post-it notes and all these markers and we took over this whole conference room and we left being like, wow, we really, you know, from the beginning of that conversation and what we came to at the end, I think surprised both of us, certainly surprised, our leadership and everyone else that we talked about, because it was a pretty new direction to take this area of research in. And I don't know if I'm speaking for both of us or just for myself, but it's easy to get bogged down and like we have these emails and we got to record this webinar and we have to do all this, you know, this kind of day-to-day stuff. But when we take a step back from that, the fact that during phase two, we're actually going to see videos of people's deck concepts that is like awesome. That could be, we might be sort of the first people to see truly the future of wave energy. And to take a step back and acknowledge like how truly cool that is and how excited I am to be a part of that, it really makes all those years of work really worth it.